Alistair Burns, I'm here with Shirley Crammer from Alzheimer's Research UK. Shirley, could you just tell us about the charity and the work that you do?
Surely, love to, Alistair. Alzheimer's Research UK is a charity focused on providing funding for research. So what you hear is what you get. We are the third largest charity funder worldwide, which is to say that we've got, at the moment, in all of our different projects, around £20 million worth of research going on in all sorts of different areas. So how we've been doing our funding is that we have our scientists across the UK mainly to provide us with their best ideas and projects, and we have a scientific advisory board who's funded that. Actually, now is an interesting time to be talking to you because we're making a change in our strategy on research, and we are still going to be doing this kind of project-based funding, working with scientists, particularly young scientists across the UK. But we're also now doing targeted research. So we're going to be taking some of our funding and fundraising specifically for projects that we think will have the most benefit for patients. Right. So targeting specific areas.
And we're here at the UK Dementia Research Meeting. What have you heard today that that you found particularly interesting?
It's been really exciting, actually, today. And the reason for that is, as a charity, to hear that actually there's so much energy and excitement around joint working. And by that, I mean government's excitement through and energy through the Dementia Challenge, the willingness of pharmaceutical companies, the biotech, smaller SMEs in this area to work with government, charities and others to really find answers, treatments, right. Prevention. Right. These are the words that have been talked about today, and these are the things that obviously are very exciting to us, right. Because we're concerned about what right. Patients care right. about.
Right. Okay.
So that's a real...
As you can tell, this is a live recording and we're just in the corridor. But if there was one final thing that you were going to say just in the last few seconds about ARUK and a plan that you have, what would it be?
Well, I think what I would love for us to be doing is to working with government jointly on communicating messages to families, to patients... that research is really important. We need public engagement with the public about research, and we would like to work with the department to do that.
Shirley, that's great. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks a lot.